Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 37th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Rijalun la tulhihim tijaratun wa la bay'un 'an dhikrillahi wa iqamis salah. وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار.
Are men whom neither commerce nor sale distracts from the remembrance of Allah and performance of prayer and giving of zakah. They fear a day in which the hearts and eyes will fearfully turn about.
So, the verse says, لِرِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Men whom neither merchandise nor any sale diverts from the remembrance of Allah. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. And the keeping up of the prayer and paying the poor rate. So, this verse suggests that men of Allah try their best for their worldly life while they're not ignorant of hereafter. At the same time that they are doing their best in order to reach the sustenance of the Almighty Allah in this world, but they are always looking for these chances to promote their station in hereafter. So, abandoning business is not a value, as the verse says. لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The mere abandoning of business, it's not considered as something valuable in this verse. But if business is done along with the remembrance of Allah, if business is accompanied with praying, with giving alms tax, it will be respected high. So, merely abandoning business, there is no value in it. If your business is accompanied with the remembrance of Allah, this is what is valuable. So, in this noble verse, it is implied that those men who are not prevented from remembering of Allah, performing ritual prayer and paying alms tax, by neither business nor selling and buying, لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ. Neither merchandise nor any sale diverts them. Those are the men who fear the day in which hearts and eyes will be capsized.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن كان في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So the verse says, dear listeners, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ. Those are the men which neither merchandise nor any sale diverts from the remembrance of Allah. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. Why? Because they fear a day in which the hearts and eyes will be overturned. These characteristics, when we look closer, show that these houses that we mentioned in the previous verse, بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ, are the very centers that are fortified by Allah's commandment, and Allah is remembered in them. In these centers, Islam facts and Allah's ordinances are circulated. These are the things that control over the people of those houses. In this extensive and comprehensive meaning, mosques, for example, are the houses of prophets and saints, especially the house of the Prophet sallallahu and the house of the infallibles are included. There is no reason for the matter that some commentators in their commentaries have limited this only to the mosque or houses of prophets and such like. And there are some narrations in which its clear extensions are mentioned. As an example, in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, we see that Imam says, this verse refers to the houses of prophets, and the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam is included in it too. Another tradition, for example, indicates that when Prophet sallallahu was reciting this verse, he was asked, what is the purpose of al-buyut and these houses? And Prophet said, the houses of prophets. And again, Prophet was asked that, does this house refer to the house of Ali and Fatima? And Prophet said that it is the best of them, and it is, of course, pointing to them. And all of these denote the clear examples. In another tradition, upon the commentary of this verse by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he has said that Mishkat is the heart of Muhammad, Misbah is the very light of knowledge, and Zujaja is the heart of Ali, or himself, in which Misbah was placed after the departure of Prophet sallallahu. We will continue our discussions in the next episode, dear listeners. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.